USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden dismissed the latest counteroffer to his infrastructure bill from Senate Republicans last week, saying their package didn't do enough to grow an economy trying to recover from the pandemic. With negotiations expected to continue this week, some Democrats have called on the White House to push his proposal through without support from across the aisle. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says the administration doesn't want to go that route. She tells ABC's This Week that they're focused on a bipartisan deal first and will look at other options if need be.
No one knows better than President Biden how to work with Congress and move to a bipartisan deal. So at this point in time, we're not there yet. And again, I can just tell you, talking to governors, talking to many private sector leaders, talking to senators, Republican and Democrat, folks want a bipartisan deal. If we don't get there, then we'll consider other options.
This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
In the wake of last week's cyber attack against a major meat supplier in the U.S., there are new calls for increased cybersecurity in public and private operations. Senator Roy Blunt says that the U.S. has to be ready to battle the overseas criminal organizations who are blamed for the recent attacks. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that the hackers who perpetrated the attack on Colonial Pipeline were able to exploit a blatant weakness that might have been easily protected.
On the Colonial Pipeline, there was a very simple way in. They used an old account that was no longer even a person who, that account was not even part of the system anymore, but it wasn't taken out of the system. There was a place where maybe a two-part authentication would have made a big difference. We've worked hard on this, both in Intel and in the Republican Policy Committee, trying to alert companies, but also our own colleagues, of how broad the danger could be here, and I'm glad this is getting the attention it's now finally getting.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former President Donald Trump returned to the political spotlight Saturday night, speaking at the North Carolina Republican Party's convention. Tim Berg reports.
At Saturday's Republican convention in North Carolina, former President Trump is telling China they must pay. The former president also calling out medical director Tony Fauci amidst Fauci's claim that COVID wasn't made in a Chinese lab.
But he's been wrong on almost every issue, and he was wrong on Wuhan and the lab also, very wrong.
Trump also saying China inflicted $16 trillion of economic damage onto the United States and claimed the lives of thousands. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And now that the pandemic is beginning to wane and patients are returning to the dentist's office, there are an alarming number of reports of broken teeth, jaw pain, and even facial soreness, all associated with COVID-19. John Clements has more details.
Most dental patients are not even aware of their own gritting and grinding of teeth caused by the COVID-19 stress. We spoke to nationally recognized dental health expert, Dr. Sonia Reddy of Dallas-based Smile Up Dentistry.
It has been astronomical. We're seeing increased patients that grind and clench lately, and we're actually attributing this to chronic stress as a part of a pandemic.
Dr. Reddy tells us about the cause of the grinding and gritting of teeth called bruxism.
The chronic stress acts on a part of the brain called amygdala, and it actually increases cortisol levels, causing jaw clenching and grinding.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.